EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then again this afternoon becoming sunny in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the east. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy skies in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight around 70. And Saturday, scattered storms in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 79.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. and Kenya began trade negotiations yesterday, seeking to enter a free trade agreement. U.S. Chamber of Commerce applauding the progress, saying the deal could strengthen and deepen the relationships with economies across the continent of Africa. Kenya is included in the African Growth and Opportunity Act, which is set to expire in 2025. The U.S. Chamber says a Kenya free trade agreement will provide American businesses the certainty they need to continue investing in the growing market. Agriculture goals for the U.S. include securing full market access for U.S. agriculture goods in Kenya by reducing or eliminating tariffs. Further, the U.S. seeks to eliminate practices that unfairly decrease U.S. market access opportunities or distort agricultural markets for the U.S. In 2018, U.S. total exports of ag products to Kenya totaled $37 million, leading domestic export categories $10 million for coarse grains, $6 million for wheat, $5 million of pulse crops. The agricultural land market came into 2020 with a glimmer of optimism until COVID-19 slammed into folks' lives. Catastrophic disruption in the world's economy has reached the U.S. agriculture to play havoc with marketing chains. As a result, the land market hit the pause button as buyers and sellers slowed activity. Opposing factors will be pushing and pulling land values in the coming months to decide what's next for the land market. Farmers National Company's Randy Dickett, who serves as their senior vice president, said the market for good cropland was stable to slightly stronger in many areas. Recreational land, good demand in the general economy, overall wealth of individuals was strong. But after the COVID-19 struck, disruptions impacted most aspects of agriculture. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Most individuals in the state of Kansas have been seeing campaign ads for politicians running for offices in the state of Kansas, and some of them have been pretty vicious. And many individuals across the state have been complaining about so many negative ads, and the question is, do they actually work?
People complain about negative advertising, but it tends to work in the sense that it actually makes contrast between the candidates. And in the Republican primary right now for the Senate, there's very little issue difference between the major candidates.
That was political science chair Neil Allen at Wichita State University on Cake News.
So what makes sense for them is to try to differentiate based upon character questions about other candidates.
The Republican primaries in the state are set for August 4th. In other news, if you're excited for the NASCAR race coming to Kansas Speedway July 23rd through the 25th, you're going to have to just watch it on TV. KWCH reports that there will be no fans in the stadium, and fans who bought tickets will automatically receive a 120% credit to their account within the next 5 to 7 business days. Mid-America Network News.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
A white man has been charged with a stabbing of a black man at a Kansas fireworks stand in an attack that the prosecutors say may have been racially motivated. Austin Bryce Langley, 40 years old, charged on Tuesday with one count of each attempted first-degree murder, aggravated battery, and the criminal possession of a weapon by a convicted felon in the July 2nd attack in Topeka. He has past convictions for aggravated battery. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagi said in a news release that he will seek a longer sentence than the state sentencing guidelines call for if Langley is convicted. And establishment Republicans who have been coy for months about the GOP primary for Kansas's open Senate seat are increasingly putting their thumbs on the scale. They're hoping to push Western Kansas Representative Roger Marshall to victory over polarizing conservative Chris Kobach. A new GOP super PAC this week launched what it promised will be a $3 million advertising campaign against Kobach, and its director formerly worked for a GOP congressman and the state's Republican attorney general. And President Donald Trump stepped in to stop a Club for Growth ad campaign against Roger Marshall ahead of the August 4th primary. Mid-America Network News.
Racing is back at Washington Speedway this Saturday. The need for speed starts with hot laps at 6:30 and racing at 7 with A-class wing and non-wing, sportsman, restrictor, and junior sprint classes. It's a blast to go this fast Saturday at Washington Speedway, the race place. Follow them on Facebook at Jayhusker Racing.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The state of Nebraska has officially surpassed 20,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus since the outbreak began earlier this year. The state's online virus tracker shows 155 cases were reported on Tuesday, bringing the state total to 20,201. The total number of deaths attributed to COVID-19 reached 282 by the end of Tuesday. State officials say 40% of Nebraska's hospital beds, 46% of the intensive care beds, and 81% of the ventilators in the state remained available as of Tuesday. Officials in Nebraska's southern panhandle are asking the U.S. Department of Ag for help and are exploring other options to control what they say is an encroaching prairie dog problem in the region. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports that Cheyenne County's Board of Commissioners say the animals are threatening to overrun the towns of Lodgepole, Sydney, and Potter if more is not done. Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. One of summer's annual traditions continues this weekend as the Lynn Picnic is scheduled Friday and Saturday. A cornhole tournament's planned Friday evening at 6, along with axe throwing. The band Monkey Business is live Friday at 9 with fireworks at dark. Saturday begins with a 5K run walk and a breakfast at 7. Youth fishing featured 9 to 10:30. A vendor fair, as well as a garden tractor and tractor show, starts Saturday at 9. A German meal serves at the East Shelter House at 11. Parade begins Saturday evening at 5:30 with the theme Midwest at its best. A demolition derby is planned at 7 with karaoke at 9 and yard games for youth and adult. All proceeds raised will benefit the fitness center, which is being built along with a replacement gymnasium at the Lynn School that was damaged by a tornado. The full list of events is on the Lynn Booster Club page on Facebook. County fairs are planned with scheduling revisions to accommodate crowds. The Marshall County Fair next week begins with the horse events Thursday. 4-H and open entries will be accepted Friday, July 17th from 4 until 8, with livestock judging that evening. On Saturday, judging and show events are planned. Sunday, the fair parade at 6 will be themed country nights and carnival lights. No candy or other items may be thrown. Line up at 5:30 with no pre-entries. Activities conclude Monday with round robin at 3. The catered fair supper at 6 is open to the public, and the livestock auction is Monday, July 20th at 7. A petting zoo and pony rides will be offered Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, with no carnival operating this year. Entertainments are scheduled each evening with Red Dirt Rendezvous Friday at 7, Rewind Band Saturday at 7, and Savannah Chestnut Sunday evening at 8. Figure 8 and Demo Derby will not be held, as well as the style show and cake auction. Pre-fair judging for the Washington County Fair is this Tuesday. Entries to be dropped off at the Washington County High School will be judged without participants. The fashion review this year is Tuesday evening, July 14th, 7:30 at the high school track. Social distancing encouraged, no restrooms available. The Washington County Fair is the week following, with 4-H and open class exhibit entries accepted beginning at 4:30 on Tuesday, July 21st. Judging and livestock shows are Wednesday and Thursday. On Friday, July 24th, the Washington County Fair parade's planned at 6. The theme this year, the Roaring Twenties are back. A pedal pull and carnival games follow, with dueling pianos entertainment at 8:30. Saturday round robin is at 9, with the second parade at 5. Carnival games featured again, and Rusty Ryerson and Molly Beaver perform live at 8. The Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca runs July 23rd through the 27th. This year's theme is Homegrown 4-H Fun. Exhibits will be open Friday through Monday, with no open class divisions this year. Entertainments are planned Friday and Saturday nights, with a fair parade in Seneca Sunday, July 26th at 6:30. The livestock auction Monday evening begins at 7. A reminder, with tree limbs that may have blown down in recent thunderstorms, the Marysville City Brush Dump site is open Monday through Friday afternoons 4 until 6, Saturday and Sunday afternoons 1 to 4. Raymond Vogelsberg, age 61, passed away at the Frankfurt Care Home Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial in the St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery north of Beatty. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Vogelsberg. Cindy K. Dunsing, age 58, formerly of Marysville, passed away Friday at Tulsa, Oklahoma. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Cindy Dunsing.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
This weekend is the start of the Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere at Reflections in downtown Marysville. Shop new, never-before-seen ornaments, including the expanded miniatures collection. Register for prizes and earn the best Gold Crown Points bonus of the year. You won't want to miss the biggest keepsake event ever at Reflections, 9 to 5 Saturday and 1 to 5 Sunday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest, the cold front extending into the central parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms across the area. We'll continue to see that early and then more showers and thunderstorms as we head through the day this afternoon and into tonight as this whole system moves off towards the east. Once the system is out of our area, it looks like we'll see a break for tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon, but that will be short-lived as another system will move through, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms late Friday night continuing into the weekend. We'll continue to see warm temperatures all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest in the upper 80s and into the 90s. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms early. Then again this afternoon, partly sunny, upper 80s. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 90, and tomorrow night, chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Gusty winds accompanying thunderstorms, prompting thunderstorm warnings overnight. We settled in for 1.75 inches in our rain gauged studios here in Marysville. Average high temperature, mid-July, 89. Recent record high, 99 in 2002. The average low, 67. The record low, 57, set in 1994. Sunset this evening, 8:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07. Again overnight, we received 1.75 inches here at studios in Marysville.
The eek factor may be high, but a garter snake in the garden is nothing to worry about. And it might be beneficial. We've got more on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. Or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 9th, the 191st day of the year. Actor Tom Hanks has a birthday, and Alexander Graham Bell formed the Bell Telephone Company on this day in 1877. Ever reach for a cucumber or squash in the garden only to be startled by a snake slithering through the undergrowth? More often than not, it's a simple garter snake. While some parts of the country do have venomous snakes to be aware of, the common garter snake is no threat to humans. Here's a few reassuring garter snake facts. They're quite shy and won't bite unless provoked. If you should be bitten, the worst you can expect is a slight swelling or rash. And best of all, garter snakes have a healthy appetite for slugs, cucumber beetles, squash bugs, oh, and mice too. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.
Visit Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore for the biggest savings of the year. Diane is running her famous Dot Sale for the National Bridal Sale event through the 25th. Find bridal gowns for 50, 60, 70% off and even more. That's not all. Spring and summer Alfred Dunner is 50% off. Book your required appointment at dianesdressesetc.com or call the shop in Wymore.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. NFL star Deshaun Jackson has apologized after sharing a series of anti-Semitic posts, including a quote falsely attributed to Adolf Hitler. Correspondent Brian Todd shares some reaction from the Anti-Defamation League.
The Eagles, whose owner and general manager are Jewish, issued a statement calling Jackson's posts absolutely appalling. The NFL called them highly inappropriate, offensive, and divisive. Jackson issued an initial apology, saying, "Anyone who feels I have hate towards the Jewish community took my post the wrong way. I have no hatred in my heart towards no one." But then another apology, saying, "My intention was to uplift, unite, and encourage our culture with positivity and light. Unfortunately, that did not happen. I unintentionally hurt the Jewish community in the process, and for that, I am sorry."
Westwood One's Brian Todd, I'm Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Will they be the only, or are they just the first? The Ivy League yesterday became the first Division I conference to suspend all fall sports, including football, due to the coronavirus pandemic. Jeff McKay reports the door is open to the possibility of moving some sports seasons to the spring, if the coronavirus outbreak is better controlled by then.
The Ivy League Council of Presidents said in a statement, "We simply do not believe we can create and maintain an environment for intercollegiate athletic competition that meets our requirements for safety and acceptable levels of risk." While the eight academically elite schools, including Harvard and Yale, do not grant athletic scholarships or compete for an NCAA football championship, the move could have ripple effects throughout the big business of college sports, especially in states or regions where major college football is played and where the coronavirus right now is surging. Jeff McKay, Washington.
Let's hope that's not a precursor for the rest of football. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
The weather is finally warming up, and the changes of the seasons will get us all thinking about fun adventures and projects. Are you going to add to your home or remodel a room? Are you in the market for buying a boat, RV, motorcycle, or utility-type vehicle? Farmers, are you going to buy livestock, equipment, or build new structures? Are your current policies adequate for your plans, and will they take care of what is important to you? Give the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance a call. We can assist you with your questions or offer you coverage options. Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
This weekend is the start of the Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere at Reflections in downtown Marysville. Shop new, never-before-seen ornaments, including the expanded miniatures collection. Register for prizes and earn the best Gold Crown Points bonus of the year. You won't want to miss the biggest keepsake event ever at Reflections, 9 to 5 Saturday and 1 to 5 Sunday.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Brighten the summer garden with spires of bright red blooms of cardinal flowers and the hummingbirds and butterflies they attract. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This North American native is hardy in zones 3 to 9 and can be found growing in swamps, along streams, and in low woodland areas. It grows best in rich, moist to wet soil and full sun to partial shade. Give it a bit of afternoon shade if your summers are very hot. Mulch the soil surface with shredded leaves, evergreen needles, or other organic materials. This keeps the roots cool and moist in summer and helps prevent frost heaving in regions where the soil is subject to freezing and thawing. Grow cardinal flower in meadow, rain, natural, and even formal gardens, as long as the soil remains moist. And if you've tried growing this plant and failed, give it another try in a more suitable location. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
If a black cat crossed my way, I might knock on wood and send bad luck away. But what if you walked under a ladder, or if it was a mirror you broke? Would misfortune find you and leave you broke? Where do such superstitions reside? You'll find out next on The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Their tales many live their life by, with trails that lead back many centuries. John Pierce with the Old Farmer's Almanac says superstitions are something many Americans revere as truth.
Superstitions are a subject that we found of great interest to people in general. In fact, there's a Gallup survey that indicated 28% of the U.S. population considers themselves at least a little superstitious, and another 27 considered themselves some or maybe even quite superstitious. So that tells you more than half of the population is superstitious in one way or another.
He says the stories are often centuries-old superstitions, tales of good luck and bad, such as the fear of walking under a ladder.
It dates to a time before there were gallows. When a criminal was found guilty, the common method of hanging would be to use a ladder leaning against the wall. They'd throw the rope over the top rung and just hang the criminal from the ladder. And it was this practice from which the superstition sprung, because it was believed then that the spirits of the people executed in this manner were very troubled, obviously because of the way they died, and inhabited that triangular space between the ladder and the structure that it was leaning against.
Most of us can avoid walking under a ladder, but what about things you can't control, such as a black cat crossing your path?
Cats became associated with the practice of black magic. Oftentimes the image of the witch stirring the cauldron with a black cat beside her, this somehow evolved through the literature of black magic, and it's purely by association. So it was felt that if a cat crossed your path, then it would surely bring you bad luck.
Although we may have a better understanding of the world today, there are still many things we don't understand, and centuries ago, those tales often helped explain the unexplainable. They are just a few of the strange tales that many of us believe control our fate. More next time as we travel the countryside. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of antiques and collectibles, including furniture, whole pottery, glassware, collectibles, and household items for the Donald and Barbara Stewart estate. Saturday, July 11th, sale begins at 10 a.m. inside the 4-H building on the Marshall County Fairgrounds at Blue Rapids. Selling furniture items, including a curved glass drop front secretary, high safe hutch, oak padded seat rocker, 42-inch flat screen TV, chest of drawers, 100 pieces of whole pottery, Roseville and Weller pottery, lots of hand-sewn quilts, glassware, dishes, primitives, kitchen items, and other items, including a three-quarter size billiard table. Stewarts were avid auction goers over 25 years and have many collectibles. This antique and collectible auction for the Donald and Barbara Stewart estate, Saturday, July 11th, begins at 10 a.m. inside the 4-H building on the Marshall County Fairgrounds at Blue Rapids. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers. There will be a public auction of furniture, collectibles, tools, and miscellaneous for Alice Mackey and the late Don Mackey, Sunday, July 12th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Community Center at Seneca. Selling furniture items, including an oak dining table with four chairs, queen-size bed and dresser, three-piece set, chest-type deep freeze, mini fridge, window unit air conditioner. Collectibles include a six-drawer spool cabinet, collectible toys, miscellaneous glassware, some Red Wing Crocs, salt and pepper shakers. Tools and miscellaneous include a nearly new 42-inch cut rotting mower, John Deere women's bike, and other miscellaneous. This furniture, collectible, tools, and miscellaneous auction for Alice Mackey and the late Don Mackey. Sunday, July 12th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Community Center at Seneca. Wilhelm Auction Service, Dale Wilhelm and Rodney Burdick will conduct the sale.
Fire up the barbecue. It's time for a cookout. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep a few food safety tips in mind while you're grilling so your guests don't have a bad experience from your cooking as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Prime months of outdoor cooking. Most of us know to keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold so we don't get sick. But there are some precautions to take while you're grilling the food as well. Liz Boyle is an extension meat safety and quality specialist at Kansas State University. She says to avoid cross-contamination by frequently washing your hands. The idea is not to protect us from the product, but to protect the product from us and the pathogens we might be carrying around. Don't use the same platter to haul meat to and from the grill unless you wash it, and be aware of what you're doing with the spatula.
4th of July, people are flipping burgers, and maybe they take their spatula and they pat the top of the burger down. Well, now they've just put that raw surface on the spatula, and then they set that spatula over to the side. It's 100 degrees outside. Microorganisms can grow really quickly. I would encourage people to either sanitize their spatula by putting it in the heat or take it in the kitchen and wash it with soap and water.
It's hard to eyeball when the meat is done, so it's important to cook it to a specific internal temperature using a thermometer. And make sure you're using it correctly.
Is it a tip-sensitive thermometer? Or is it a thermometer that has a little indentation about an inch or 2 inches up the stem? If it's one of those types of thermometers where you see a little indentation, the thermometer is actually reading from the tip to that indentation. So if you don't have that thermometer penetrating the meat to cover that indentation, you're actually measuring outside temperature as part of your temperature profile.
When you're done with the grill, scrape off any food debris while it's still hot with a long-handled wire brush. Find more grilling safety tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Have you ever been burned by waiting too long after the check engine light comes on? You know, before you take your car in for service? I really believe in preventative maintenance. But doing it? Well, that's something else altogether. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, it's a good idea to do preventative maintenance with your finances, too, to prepare for the expected and the unexpected expenses that creep up on you, or maybe jump out and surprise you. Create a strategy that's informed by your faith and takes into account your daily needs, potential emergencies, and your future goals. Planning ahead helps make sure you don't get in a tough spot. And if you need help, seek out a financial professional, one who understands how your faith relates to your decisions about money. So, is your financial check engine light on? If it is, do a little preventative maintenance. You'll find you're able to live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Keeping our little pollinators alive and well. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
As the 2020 growing season progresses, the Growing Matters Coalition is reminding farmers to be aware of bees and other insect pollinators when applying pesticides. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Areas treated with pesticides may have blooming flowers that attract insect pollinators. Most pesticides can be used safely around honeybees and other insect pollinators as long as label directions and stewardship practices are followed. Proper pesticide use starts with reading and following the product label. The use of integrated pest management and good stewardship practices will help to reduce potential pesticide exposure or harm to insect pollinators.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Farmers are just as interested as anyone else in protecting the beneficial insects that pollinate their crops and other plants. And so are the companies that make crop protection products to combat the not-so-beneficial insects. It's why several of them formed the Growing Matters Coalition to spread the message of good pesticide stewardship. Nick Tinsley is a seed growth field agronomist for one of those companies, Bayer.
Farmers and everyone really connected to agriculture are excellent stewards of their environment. You know, they take pride in operating in these areas and helping to be good stewards of their environment. And this is really just kind of a reminder campaign. A lot of these things that we're talking about, either treating seed or spraying pesticides during the growing season, we really don't do all that frequently. And so it's nice to have these reminders every year. And I think it's going really well, especially when you think about the number of people that are having their attention focused on pollinators and kind of how front of mind they are and protecting those valuable parts of our ecosystem.
You can learn more at growingmatters.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Thursday. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. As well as it's time for our latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, Midwest Ford Dealers, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Let's check up in Nebraska now as we take a look around in a few regions. We'll look in the South Central region specifically as producers in the region of that state continue to report hot and dry conditions. Harvest has been going near the southern border with producers still waiting to get in the field just a little bit north of there. Test weights have come in at 60 pounds or a little higher, with the yields being between 30 and 70 bushels per acre, an average of 50 bushels as harvest continues to move quickly within that region. We'll check one more region in the southeast corner of the state, just beginning to harvest. The humidity in the region has slowed things down quite a bit as producers report a 14% moisture for their crop. There have been no reports of test weights or protein yet, though the little that has been cut anywhere is about 20 to 70 bushels per acre. Harvest is expected to pick up really quickly by the end of this week. We'll check in one more region. The southwest region of Nebraska has remained continuous
continually dry and hot over the course of this wheat growing season. Harvest in the area is almost done. Some producers having finished the winter wheat harvest already. It is projected at about 70 to 80% complete in the region. Elevators have seen low test weights ranging between 54 to 62 pounds. Protein about 12 to 14%, and the crop is yielding at about 30 to 60 bushels, depending on location. We got some elevator reports as well from the Farmers Co-op in Trenton, Nebraska. Test weights at 52 to 56 pounds, the protein at 8 to 14%, no reported moisture, and the yield at about 30 to 60 bushels there, and they're about 80% complete. That's your latest summer harvest update, brought to you here by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. I'm Sam Speck, right here with your latest check of Mid-America Ag Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, for the first time in 10 weeks, the national average price for gasoline has fallen, posting a drop of 1.2 cents a gallon over the last week to $2.17. The national average price of diesel increasing 0.6 cents and stands at $2.42 a gallon over the same period. Patrick DeHaan, a gas buddy, said the nation's experiencing a drop in fuel demand last week from COVID-19 cases surging in some states. Says it's impossible that if things don't improve much by Labor Day, you could see a rare trifecta of every summer holiday setting multi-year lows. Crude oil prices have seen overall little damage over the last week. Crude oil prices remain in limbo, along with gas prices, as the next chapter in the coronavirus situation remains murky. Some states seeing a resurgence and early signs of a slowdown in gas demand recovery, but oil prices haven't been able to muster additional steam to rally. China has said recently reported a strain of swine flu, not a new virus. China's Ministry of Agriculture over the weekend said the G4 swine flu strain is not new and does not sicken humans and animals easily. The claims rebuff a study published last week. China's Ag Ministry said in a statement that the study has been interpreted by the media in an exaggerated and non-factual way. The study was published in a U.S. scientific journal warning the new swine virus has become more infectious to humans and could become a potential pandemic virus. Well, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and says the G4 strain has been spreading in China since 2016, has become the predominant genotype found in Chinese pigs. Now, the scientific report last week claims the virus has the right characteristics for causing infections in people. However, only two human infections with the G4 viruses have previously been reported. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit HPMHC.com today.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here. looking at the value and the prices for farmland, where are they and where are they going during this pandemic? I'll talk about it after this message. But if you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains. Coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flura makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Simply call 989-303-8178. It's that easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flura.com. That's Flura.com. Well, when you get together at the coffee shop in the morning, one of the conversations eventually will get around to the value of farmland. And a couple, 3 weeks ago, I shared with you the estimate on farmland values and activities from the folks at the National Farmers Company. But this week, I have a report from R.D. Schrader, who is president of Schrader Real Estate and Auction Company. And let me share with you their look and experience in farmland values so far this year, despite the pandemic. The latest release from the Schrader Company, the market for farmland has remained steadfast throughout the corona-driven economic turmoil, as demonstrated by the recent sale of 320 acres of farmland in Delaware County, Indiana, near Muncie. That sale, 320 acres, brought $3,070,000 for the 320 acres. In the Delaware County auction, according to the Schrader Company, almost 60% of the land, 191 acres, sold to a farmer for $1.7 million, $9,243 per acre. And another 109 acres went to another farmer for $950,000 or $8,716 per acre. And also selling were a home on 7.5 acres for $260,000 and 12 acres of rolling wooded land for $5,583 per acre. Quoting Mr. Schrader, there was very competitive bidding for all of the tracts of land, but the results on the tillable land are especially noteworthy when you consider the persistence of low commodity prices and the drag that the pandemic has placed in our economy. They are also consistent with what we have seen in other auctions throughout the pandemic period. Based on this, I believe that sellers can take their land to auction with confidence. Land buyers think long term, and they know that the opportunity to purchase a given piece of land may not come again. But that auction in Delaware County, Indiana, attracted 38 registered bidders, including live and online bidders, and approximately 150 people attended the auction. So that's the current status, the latest on the value of farmland for you to talk about at your morning coffee hour. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
It's not unusual to see algae in your livestock watering tanks during the summer. Stay tuned for tips on how to prevent the algae from growing on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
If a body of water has these three things, warm temperatures, sunshine, and nutrients, that's all it takes for algae to grow. And that includes livestock watering tanks. Bob Schulteis is a natural resource engineering specialist with University of Missouri Extension. He says probably the two easiest ways to prevent algae growth are adding either chlorine bleach or copper sulfate to the water.
The chlorine bleach, you would need to add about 2 to 3 ounces for every 100 gallons of tank capacity on a weekly basis, and you need to make sure that you mix that into the tank water well. The copper sulfate typically comes in crystal form. It would involve mixing about a teaspoon and a half of copper sulfate crystals in 4.5 ounces of water for each 1,000 gallons of water that you're going to treat.
If you have sheep, use caution with the copper sulfate. Any algae that's killed off should be removed from the tank and out of the grazing area because it may have a high concentration of copper and sulfur, and sheep have low tolerance for copper. Chemicals aren't the only solution. Toss in a few goldfish and let them dine on the algae.
The rule of thumb on this is put 4 to 6 goldfish in a tank per 100 gallons of tank capacity. The water temperature needs to be at least 60 degrees for best fish survival. So if you have spring-fed waters or tanks that have a constant water turnover, that may provide inconsistent algae control because the fish aren't going to be able to do their job at lower temperatures.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for preventing algae in livestock tanks at agriculture.com.
Good afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour now, we're still seeing a more positive day through the grains, oil seeds, and the livestock, though more moderate gains now. We saw triple digit earlier, but as live cattle passes through the lunch hour, August just up 17 now at $99.32. October at $103.70, that's up 20 cents. Moderate gains for the feeders as well. August feeder cattle up 42 to $134.47. September to $135.85, that's up 17, and still a triple-digit day for the lean hogs. July up 162 to 45.67. Green all through the grains as July corn is up 6 and a quarter to 354.5. September up a nickel to 351 and a quarter. Chicago wheat is seeing some double-digit gains. Kansas City wheat is up 6.5 as well as July to 458.5. September to 461 and three quarters. That's up a nickel. The oil seeds, including the soybeans, are up 4 and three quarters for the July month at 899.5. August back under $9 as well to 898 and three quarters. That's up 6 and a quarter on the day. Soybean meal sharp higher as well. July up 410 to 295.70. However, soybean oil still in the red as August down 20 points to 28.35. Still a triple-digit loss for cotton as well as July's down 242 points to 62.24. A look at the stock markets here through the lunch hour. The NASDAQ back into the green up 32 points at 10,524. The Dow Jones is down sharply, down 460 to 20. 25,606, and the S&P is down 19 at 3,150. A look to the energy market sees crude oil down $1.05 at $39.85 a barrel. Unleaded gas loses 3 cents a gallon at $1.25. Heating oil down a penny to $1.22, and natural gas is down 2 at $1.80. Both gold and silver are trading a bit lower today, and the dollar index is slightly higher. Sam's back with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The only station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.